Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Brad, your host. Welcome back to our show. We're doing a remote show, our first remote show here in Hampton, Virginia, locally. Our show, we're at the Better Living Home and Garden Expo. Our first time here. It's been great. We've met a lot of people. We have some good interviews for us here on the show. And we had there are two people really responsible for making sure this happens. It's a person who's in charge of the convention, Jerry, and Lifetime Stainless Steel Cookware. They really helped us to make sure we had our first remote. And first, there's a word for Jerry. Here's a word from Jerry as he speaks here on The Flavor.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jerry. I'm the sales and marketing rep for the Better Living Home Kitchen Bath Expo. We went on 3 days of great fun, great excitement. And we do have quite a lot to offer for everyone. We got some great companies in here. And next year, we look for a bigger, better show. And we want to thank you for your interest in the Better Living Home and Garden Kitchen. Yeah, definitely. We look plans to go to Atlanta, Miami, and Mississippi, and other places. So please be on the lookout for us. We hope to see you and hear from you soon. Thank you.
Okay, we're back here on the Flavor Living Radio here, our remote show, first one. Listen, last week you heard about our sponsor. We had our first, really our second sponsor. We had Hope Foods, and now we have Ting. So, listen, you guys, if for a $25 discount on if you have new service or you want to transfer your phone service, you just, for on us, just go flavorliving.ting.com, and it's on us, $25 credit. And this is a great new phone service. They have internet, mobile, but now they have internet service. So our first guest we want to move on to our show is Jim Cartrell. He's from Lifetime Stainless Steel Cookware. And he was just telling us about their company. Their company's 100 years old. That's incredible. Not many companies that are 100 years old, but they are. And he's here at the expo, and he kind of stopped by our area for an interview. And here's Jim Cartrell. Cantrell. Got to get that right. All right, here we go.
How you doing? Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. How's it going today here at the expo?
Going great. Glad to be here.
So where have you? You do a lot of the demos for the cookware and everything like that. Can you tell us about the company? How everything started? I know the company has been around for a long time, and it's very quality and it looks very good.
Yeah, the company's been around 100 years. A lot of people own the waterless cookware. It's always been sold primarily in the homes for many years. They did it through in-home dinner parties, also something called the Single Girl Program. And we still do that today. It's not sold to stores on the internet or anything. And then we come to home and garden shows like this once a year, put on live cooking demonstrations.
Well, I mean, I was looking at it. It's from three generations of families that generations that have started the cooking company.
Yes, started back in 1906, actually.
You said it started with J.O. Regal.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and now his grandsons are actually running the company, $200 million a year company.
Wow, that's no joke.
Yeah.
Well, I was wondering, so how, as far as when they first started, how did they first start out? I know it was like with aluminum, right? How did they get everything?
So very early, you're talking about in the turn of the century, all cookware was primarily aluminum then, and then sometime around right about World War II, we switched over to stainless steel. We've figured out in years past, cooking out of aluminum is not good for us.
Right. I see. So after the World War II, correct?
Yes.
After World War II, they switched over and they said, hey, let's do saucepans, cookware. And when they hit the market, was it just, at the time, there was no cookware at the time, or was it, I know they had, now in the military, I know they have canteens, and lots of canteens when they're out in the field, how did that kind of...
Well, I think back then, a lot of things were sold in a direct sales manner, meaning door-to-door, that kind of thing, but now it's gotten, our cookware is so specialty made. It's very high quality made. It makes it a very high price point, so it has to be demonstrated. It's just not something you put on a store shelf and sell.
Yes, I mean, it's very quality. I mean, I wanted to ask about this term, minimum moisture. What is minimum moisture?
Well, it allows us to cook. You can anything, vegetables, meats, anything that has natural moisture, you don't have to add water, grease, oils. It's a healthier way of cooking. It's faster. Obviously, you're going to need water with spaghetti, with dried beans, that sort of thing. But anything else, vegetables, I don't have to use any water.
That's right.
I can fry.
No water.
I can fry foods with no grease and oil. Very healthy, very quick way of cooking as well.
Oh. Wow, I mean, that's a new way of adjusting as far as no water, no type of cooking, or no olive oil or anything.
I mean, you can if you want to. There's nothing says that you can't use those things, okay. But it's not necessary to cook.
Now, you can taste the difference with, you know, as far as the difference between the waterless and the vapor cooking.
Absolutely, it's powerful. It really is. The vegetables taste so much better, the healthier, and it's a whole big difference in the taste of the foods, and it's less expensive. Because you're doing it in less time, you're using less electricity. I can actually boil an egg with no water.
No way.
Yep.
You just
hard boiled egg with no water.
Did you hear that, y'all? You could boil an egg with no water. Wow. That's good. Now, what I was gonna ask, you know, on our show, I know when people listen to our show, there are two sets possibly that listen to our show. There are chefs at different restaurants. Or restaurant owners, and then there are people at home who cook regular at home. So are there two different types of cookware for both the industries, for the people who cook at home and then for people who are in the field as far as chefs and in the industry, commercial?
Well, this is really for in-home use. We don't really make things for the restaurant industry because they have their way of doing things in a commercial setting, and, you know, they're going to use grease, oil, and water. It's just, you know, the way they're used to doing it, and so we don't really attack that market. That's not our market.
I got you. Understood. Got you. Well, I was going to say, what are some other, when you're starting to cook, I'm still stunned on the no water. That means you can cook things, you can have new items to cook now. Or you still, I mean, when you're cooking with no water, it's like, that's a whole new, another way of cooking.
Well, it is, but it's not really anything new. I mean, we've been doing it for a long time. But, something has to have natural moisture to do that. Keep that in mind. The cookware is made in such a way that it utilizes that natural moisture as opposed to adding oil, grease, water, that sort of thing.
You have been doing, as far as you were doing the cooking demos at the different expos. So how is the reception from the reception from the people at the demos when you're doing the different demos? I know they're just like, this is the first time when they taste everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been good. And, I mean, for 20 years, this is the only way I've marketed it. And there's, you know, so that in itself speaks for itself. All I do is shows, go around the country, do the fairs, the home and garden shows.
Okay. Now, there are different types of brands I saw that you guys have. You have, like, can you tell us the different brands as far as the Lifetime Cook Set, Lifetime Dutch? Can you tell us about those different brands?
Well, there, you mean different products?
Yes,
or different?
Different,
yeah.
Yes, different,
well, we have.
Excuse me, y'all.
Yeah, there are different, you know, you've got, like, the 12-quart, the 8-quart. You know, you have many different sizes of different fry pans. We actually have more products than I can even carry on a display to show everybody. But there's a lot of different products. Because what happens once somebody buys a set of cookware from us, they will add products. They'll might add a turkey roaster. They might add a smokeless broiler, that sort of thing.
Oh, okay. So basically you can start off with, you said, what's a good one to start off with, you think?
Well, the basic set, it's about a $1,500 purchase. sounds like a lot. You have to understand this is the last set of cookware you're going to buy. You break a handle on it 20 years from now, we'll replace it. Doesn't matter.
Now, you'll hear different noises because we're at the expo, and different vendors are here, and everybody's walking around, but we had to get Lifetime cookware, the stainless steel here, because they really allowed us to make sure that we're here in Hampton. They gave us an opportunity to be here. And now, I saw you have Dutch skillets, saucepans, the whole bakeware. Those
do have bakeware, that is correct.
Wow.
Griddles.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and I know for Christmas time, is there a way they can go order? Because you said it's not in the stores.
Right, it's not sold in stores, not so they can buy in-home dinner, a demonstration, or find us at one of the shows. You can call us and find out. We do have a web presence, but we do not sell on it.
Okay, well, we had to have you on Flavored Living Radio and just to talk about everything. Is there anything that you would like to tell those who are at home, if they're thinking about, trying a new cookware, just not thinking about they wanted to have a new cookware? Is there anything you want to tell them, as far as,
Well, I would just, you're looking, it's just like any other purchase in your home. Why buy something you're going to have to replace over and over again instead of buying, spending a little bit more and getting quality that you buy one time and it gets the job done? Mm-hmm. You'll have years and years of enjoyment, healthy, nutritious meals cooked in a timely manner for your family.
Wow. We're on Flavored Living Radio. What's your favorite type of dishes you cook
oh,
yourself?
Goodness.
I know it's endless, but can you give us one that...
Well, what we do in a show, for instance, we do fried chicken breast without the grease and the oil.
Okay.
We do roasted potatoes, sweet potatoes right there in the skillet. We do a vegetable medley with no water, and we cut up a salad. It's about a $7 meal. You can feed 5 people off of it really easily.
Wow. Mr. Jim Cantrell. Jim Cantrell. Thank you for being on our show on Flavored Living Radio. But, you have to tell everybody where they can reach you because they got to be able to order their new cookware, for the holidays, for the fall season. Where can they reach you?
They can call 865, area code 387-4292. They can also look us up on the web, www.americanmadecookware.com. Also, lifetimecookware.com. We have a couple of web presences there.
You hear that? Lifetimecookware.com. And we're here at the Better Living Home and Garden Expo talking to Jim Cantrell. I got it right. You're on the Flavor. Thanks a lot for being on our show and coming by and with a cool interview. All right.
Thank you.
Our love runs deep like a Chevy. If you fall, I'll fall with you, baby. 'Cause that's the way we like to do it. That's the way we like. You run around open doors like a gentleman. Tell me, girl, every day of my everything. 'Cause that's the way you like to do it. That's the way you like. Just a little west coast and a bit of sunshine. Hair blowing in the wind, losing track of time. Just you and I. Just you and I. Whoa, whoa. No matter how far we go, I want the whole world to know. I want you back, and I won't have it any other way. No matter what the people say, I know that we'll never break. 'Cause our love was made in the USA. A letter. When I'm cold, you're there like a sweater. 'Cause that's the way we like to do it. That's the way we like. I never ever let the world get the best of you. Every night we're apart, I'm still next to you. 'Cause that's the way I like to do it. That's the way I like. We touch down on the East Coast, dinner on the skyrise. Winter is the best time for walking under city lights, you and I. No matter how far we go.
Yes, this is Brian here on Flavor Living Radio, and we're back. Listen, we ran across a person, a young lady. She has a Vitamix blender. It's one of the top-of-the-line blenders there is. We talked to Pamela Jenkins, and we went over there. We had to talk to now. Let's just get back to the interview. Let's see what you thought about the Vitamix blender. It's got to be the number one in the country, no doubt. I hear Top Chefs are using it. Cooking schools are using it. So, and everywhere.
Your host and man, I have been trying to get her area here at the expo has been always busy. She's a celebrity here. We have from Vitamix, right? It's blender, Vitamix?
Uh-huh.
Blender. Her name is Pamela Jenkins. And welcome to our show, man. You're hard to catch up on. It's an honor. It's an honor.
Well, thank you very much.
Wow. So how's everything going? You're from Virginia? Or
from Northern Virginia, Mount Vernon area.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I went to high school in Pendon.
Oh, yeah. Not too far away.
So,
yeah.
Right.
We're neighbors.
Yes. Nobody. Mm-hmm. Tell us about Vitamix, because it's like a popular, everybody's doing the test. It's really, I've tried throughout the expo year. Very good.
This is a fabulous blender. Of course, everybody's into health right now and trying to eat more, being health conscious. So this blender pulverizes everything, breaks everything down to a cellular level. Nothing is wasted with this machine. So you use the seeds, the pulp, the fiber of all your fruits and vegetables. Replaces 15 kitchen appliances.
It replaces.
So the only thing you really need to keep once you get the Vitamix into your house is the toaster. It does not do toast. So that's about the only thing you need to keep in your house. Other than that, put everything else on eBay, put it at the yard sale, because it's the only thing you need on your counter.
So it does soup, ice cream, smoothies, because it's
smoothies. It does, it will even grind meat. It's your food processor, your ice crusher, your mixer. It just does everything.
Yeah, I saw that the company had started in 1949.
Oh, really? 1921.
Oh, excuse me. For
1921, and it's out of Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
Family-operated business. So it's something that's made in America.
So good.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
right. Wow.
And so they've perfected the art of blending. Once you get a Vitamix into your home, you know, you'll never have to buy another blender.
Okay. Because it's like the top of the line.
It is top of the line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I saw that you're an inventor, too, of different type of smoothies. So which ones have you invented? So, well, I don't know if you want to mention on air. If you guys may happen to see him in the at a store or a restaurant, but can you tell any new? Cause for those people who are doing, you know, blending smoothies and everything, can you give them like some new? You know what I mean?
I use lots of smoothies with spinach in it. I use the pit of the avocado, which is has 85% more nutrition than the flesh of the avocado.
Okay.
For instance, I make a spinachino, which is similar to cappuccino, which has your protein. I make it with almond milk. Of course, I use the non-dairy creamer here for our lactose intolerant customers. But almond milk, protein powder, spinach, and
spinachino.
And
I tried spinachino. It was good. It was very good. If you want to, it's very good.
So without all the calories, it has very low in calories, but way up on the healthy. The benefits of being really healthy.
So soup, everything for, you know, for the Thanksgiving and the whole everything.
Yeah.
So where can you find as far as Vitamix? Where can you find where to order or do what they call you or?
We are in. We do of course trade shows, festivals. We're in the major department stores, the retail stores. But you always get the best value when at the trade shows or at area festivals. Of course, we're in Sam's, Costco's, and let's see, where else? Of course, the retail stores, which are a little bit higher.
Oh, wow. Yeah. This is the first time I had my experience in the Vitamix, first time experience. So I'm like, I don't want any other blender anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Once you get the Vitamix into your house, you'll never, ever want to use another blender. The difference between the Vitamix is your body takes your digestive system takes a break. So you have to go through all that. It goes directly into your system, all the nutrients. And it's just amazing the health benefits you get from it. Just by doing the green smoothie on the third day, you're going to see an incredible energy surge.
Yes.
And on the days that you don't do your green smoothie, you're going to see a downward spiral. So that's how much you get the benefits from these nutrients.
Oh, daily, just like daily.
Oh, yeah, daily. And there's several people that use their Vitamix 3, 4, 5 times a day. They make their marinades, their salad dressings. They do everything in it. So it's a lifestyle. Once you get used to it, without even looking into the recipe book, they go to the refrigerator, they'll throw in their vegetables to make a soup, especially with the fall coming.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to do is have some chicken broth, throw in some asparagus, cauliflower. You really can't make a mistake.
You said our lifestyle. It is a lifestyle.
It is. It really is.
Well, wow, you know, thank you for being on Flavor Living Radio, Pamela Jenkins,
uh-huh.
And thank you, and Sean, it was hard to get to be able to speak with her, because everybody was over here, but finally, thank you, you know what I mean?
Thank you for having me on your show. Uh-huh, nice to meet you.
All right, here, are you guys feeling like you're here at the Better Living Home and Garden Expo? We're going more, we have to talk to more. You know, I saw a product, and man, the guest that we have, his name is David Cook. I'm not going to even give you the name of the product. You just have to hear this one. Everybody, please have a pen, paper. This is something brand new products for chefs, cooking, foodies. So sit back and hope you enjoy this new product. Here it is.
And listen, I came across, I was walking around the expo, and I saw something, and it was click it hot, and we have the owner of the company, and he's got a cool last name. It fits our show. His name is David Cook. Is that right?
Yep. Oh, you're cooking in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's it. You know what I mean? If this Flavor Living,
what really does?
Yes, you know. So, welcome to Flavor Living Radio. How's it going, man?
How's it going? My name's David Cook, guys.
At the expo and everything.
It's going pretty good out here for us, you know, having the reusable heating packs. One good thing about them is by being able to transport hot and cold food with them is a very good key for the food industry, because you can actually click a coin in a pack and have 2.5 hours of heat to transport food 2.5 hours away.
Yes.
Then you would be able to take the product.
Okay.
The same exact one you use after 2.5 hours when it runs out of heat.
Okay.
Put it in hot water for 3 minutes, and it's reusable. It melts right back to liquid, so you can once again click it when you need it again.
Right.
And regenerate the heat. So each time you place a catering order or a food order that you want to take to the friends or family,
mm-hmm.
you can either freeze the pad and bring a cold potato salad,
okay.
or click the coin and put a hot rack of ribs on it. Either way, the food's going to stay hot and cold. So that's the key of flavor for food. Everybody knows when you get cold food, does it taste the same?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. So it's simply what you do is you heat it, you cook it, you make it good and flavorful, but then you take it to somebody's house and they're eating your cold food. So just like a pizza delivery guy, if he wants to keep his pizza hot, they put them in this big, secure packet that they got to carry around. Our pads literally fit up right on the skin underneath your clothes, and you can't even see them.
Now, when I'm saying yes, I meant yes, I totally agree with David Cook on his product, his item, because it's really unique. Because you, when you're over by his area, they're different colors,
mm-hmm.
different styles.
Kind of keeps them a little flexibility to make people be able to pick their favorite color, makes it a little easier for them to be attached to something for our marketing purposes, which is something good.
Okay.
Another really good thing about them, inside the pack itself, it is simply made of vinegar and salt water, which is something that most people would use for a marinade or something for food purposes.
Okay.
So if you're traveling with food, and say one, for instance, if one of them pops. First of all, if one of them does pop, for a lifetime, you take a picture of it, send us a picture, and throw it away. We replace it for you,
okay.
and we pay for your shipping and your warranty on it.
Okay.
If it does pop, then it's simply vinegar and salt water. It would add a little bit extra flavor, but you can actually rinse it off the skin or right out of the mouth. It wouldn't hurt you. It is digestible.
Yes, I've never seen that. When I walked by, I was like, what is that? And basically, he was showing us, and he hit a button, and maybe 30 seconds.
93 seconds.
3 seconds. All of a sudden, it just turned hot, 130
Yep, it's 130 degrees, which makes it perfectly safe. And the reason that is if you do not want to use it for food, but you want to use it for a hot or cold pad at home,
okay.
If you pull something out of the boiling water or out of a freezer, people are never able to put that on their skin. It always burns it, so now they're wrapping it in a towel,
mm-hmm.
and they're waiting for the cold or hot.
Okay.
So they're never getting proper therapy. These are the perfect temperature hot when you click the coin, and out of the refrigerator or cooler to never burn the skin and heat you from the inside out like the proper therapeutic pad should.
Now, how... I mean, as far as how long would it last, or do you
keep
one for like 6 months?
On timing for the heat, we have them that last from 40 minutes all the way up to 2 hours to 2.5 hours, depending on the size.
Okay.
But the product itself is 1,600 uses before you have to double-click the coin to get it to work. Most customers that we have them for more than 10 years for sure, all the way up to 30 years.
Okay.
So the majority, 95%, we only get a 5% return before 10 years on any of our product, which is amazing, you know, compared to most companies.
Now, how can we find it? I mean, there's so many different uses, but, I mean, you know, since we're slavery living, can you show where can you find
online,
it?
Yeah, online. You can go online. See, the good thing about our product is for 9 years, customers have been getting very familiar with it, but it's something they have to actually feel, not something they can just grab off a shelf and see what it does.
Mm.
In turn, what that's done for us is it's allowed them to make a list of everything that they've used it for,
mm-hmm.
such as a sinus infection, a sore throat, stinii, transporting hot and cold food, just having a sore muscle or swelling, sinuses, sunburn, hives. It can be used for anything. In other words, anything you can use hot or cold for, it can be used. Now, one thing that I've read and that I've learned about, I'm not a doctor, but I disagree with doctors that say people need cold when they get injured. The reason why is cold slows down the healing process and creates less white blood cells.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if you get a cortisone shot from the doctor, he tells you don't put cold on it because he wants it swollen to create the blood flow. If you use heat, it generates more blood flow, creates more white blood cells, and heals you twice as quick.
Wow.
So it's actually one thing that people learn about it as well, too. You can always find us on clickithot.com.
There it is, clickithot.com. There it is.
You do mention David Cook. When you place the order or you put DC110 as your warranty code, it will waive your shipping also online for your shipping order if you wanted to order them online.
Okay.
If not, they can always contact you, and you'll be able to have contact with me. And it's something that we can do that way as well to get it into the food industry because of the fact that it is pretty much food in the product that we're using to create the heat, to heat the food.
That's very true.
So we're using food chemicals to keep our food more flavorful and hot until we're ready to eat them.
Do you have any stories of different clients or just any kind of stories you have?
I mean, the funny thing is we did have a story, kind of a little bit of gruesome. I had a guy skiing up in the mountains, and he actually broke his leg. And it takes a while for the chopper to get up there and get him off the top of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he had his Click-It hot pad. And by actually taking the heat and keeping it, it didn't create no burn to the wound, didn't create any hypothermia into the infected area, and in turn, saved his foot, actually.
Wow.
So the guy's written online. You can see where his story is as well. My best story of him is I was actually in my garage, and I was getting ready to bring my brother a hot rack of ribs.
Okay.
And I looked down and seen the case of him there. I was like, wait a minute. I got to go an hour away. Well, I got one that lasts 2.5 hours, so I clicked it.
Okay.
I put it right up underneath the food cart. When I got there, they were still falling off the bone and still the perfect temperature.
No.
Yep. And
well, I'm going to be in like a remote oven, right with you.
And then the good thing about them is, like, if you wanted to heat up a soup, wrap it around a soup can, a baby bottle.
Yeah.
You want to heat up a baby bottle to the proper temperature, 130 is the proper temperature.
There you go.
So by having portable heat anywhere you want without an extension cord or any kind of plug that's biodegradable, it's a totally different market. For women, they use them for scent, putting lavender oils on them and clicking them. It creates the whole house smelling good. Hunters use them for scent packs.
Okay.
We even created heated lures with them for fishing because if you heat bait, it intensifies the scent.
Okay.
So even with the food, it creates an aroma because it's heating the food, but 130 will never continue really cooking the food too much, so it doesn't overcook it even if you're trying to transport it somewhere.
Wow.
If you had 160 degrees, it would continue cooking the food,
yeah.
or better, you know.
Yeah.
So it just kind of keeps your food the same temperature, the same way you had the flavor in it.
Yeah. that would be something else, man, because you're going over to somebody's, you know, like a for a cookout, mm-hmm. or you're going here or there, or, you know.
Yeah, just having a picnic for, with the wife.
For Thanksgiving, yeah. You know what I mean, for Thanksgiving, that'd be good.
Put it in the freezer, bring the cold wine out there, and bring the picnic out there with the basket.
So listen, David Cook, thanks for being on Flavor Living Radio, and, you know, tell us, it's called Click It Hot. America.com.
Yep. All right. And you can reach us there anytime, and hopefully I'll be on sometime again on the show.
Yes, you have to be on our show again.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Yeah.
The Better Living Home, Kitchen, Bath, and Remodeling Expo is coming to the Hampton Roads Convention Center on September 18th through the 20th, offering you an amazing opportunity to see what's new in home, remodeling, home decor, and more. Meet with hundreds of experts and see thousands of products and services, starting Friday from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's the Better Living Home, Kitchen, Bath, and Remodeling Expo at the Hampton Roads Convention Center.
All right, here we are back here at the expo. You know, we're doing our virtual expo. Hope everybody's enjoying it. You're here with us on the radio. And, you know, if you travel, do resorts and everything like that, if you like to travel and have good chefs when you're traveling, because you don't have to cook at home. Okay, so let's go over to the Diamond Resort International and see what's going on over there. Let's go. Let's go, everybody.
Welcome to Flavor. Let me talk to Oscar Farley. How's it going, Ben?
Going well, sir.
How's everything here in Hampton, Virginia at the expo?
It's gorgeous. It's a beautiful pre-fall afternoon. There's many people here. They're walking around. They're enjoying themselves.
Wow. So you're with the Diamond Resort. We're the best vacation, the food, the everything.
Yes, sir. I'm with Diamond Resorts International. We send tens of thousands of people every year on vacations. Okay. Vacations of a lifetime.
Wow. Well, now, you know, you're from the, I guess the main office is in Nevada, right?
Yes, sir. Our headquarters is located in Las Vegas.
Wow. So you've been there, you've been a couple times?
Yes, Las Vegas is a beautiful place.
Oh, come on. Everybody knows. I mean, that must be a perk to go out there.
It is. And our headquarters is right by the Polo Towers in Las Vegas. So.
Wow. Now, I mean, how many, as far as vacation destinations, do you guys have, and how, you know, because we're a food related show, and how does that work out with food and cooking and the chefs? Do they get the top?
Well, we own and operate over 300 resorts all around the world.
Wow! Did y'all hear that? Yeah, 300
in every continent except Antarctica.
Okay.
We also have affiliations with other resorts. So we can take you to almost any country you want to go.
Okay.
So you could probably experience just about any type of cuisine you wanted by going to a Diamond Resorts International resort.
Wow. So I know you guys must choose the top chefs to go to hire on and everything.
Right. We understand that when people vacation, they don't want to cook, they don't want to clean, they want to have fine dining, they want to have entertainment. Mm-hmm. So we hire some of the world-renowned chefs to work at our facilities.
Wow. The owner of he was on that TV show. The owner.
Actually, Stephen J. Klubeck has been on Undercover Boss a couple of times.
Yeah, I saw. You know, that was
a pretty good gig for us because it got our name out there. But he's a wonderful boss and a wonderful person.
Have you met him and owner?
No, I haven't met him, but I'm.
No,
Stephen J. and I are not. We're not golf buddies.
Okay.
But he takes very good care of his people, and he really cares about the people that go to Diamond Resorts.
Wow. You know, I'm here in Hampton, Virginia. You know, our show in Hampton Roads in Williamsburg, you have a place. It's one of the largest indoor amusement parks. Can you tell us about the Wolf Lodge?
Right. Actually, Diamond Resorts acquired all of the Great Wolf Lodges.
No, and there's I think there's a total of, there's 10 or 12? 10?
I'm not sure exactly how many there are, but there is one in Williamsburg. It's a wonderful place to go. It's an indoor water park theme. If it's a lot of families like to go there when it's colder outside, when they can't take advantage of water country, of bush gardens. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like a summer retreat in the winter as well.
Wow, and it's indoor amusement park.
Yes, sir. It's an indoor water.
This is the largest.
Yes, sir.
Wow. I mean, that's just, no. I was going to ask, how, as far as like when somebody wants to go on vacation, how does that work out? When they want to do the vacation, they look you guys up, or how's the process?
Well, what we're doing here at the Better Homes trade show here is we're practically giving away packages for families to go on on 3 or 4 night vacations to any one of 15 locations.
So myself, I can go on a vacation?
Yes, sir. Come down and talk to us. We'll give you a package. And for under $200, you and your family can go for 4 nights.
Wow. So is there certain destinations they can go to?
We have 15 destinations that we've chosen for this package.
Okay.
And it's as simple as going online, picking out the destination, and making your reservations.
Wow.
That's cool, man. I mean, how long have you been with those guys as far as these?
I've been with Diamond Resorts for a couple of years now.
Is there anyone that you'd like to tell our audience? I mean, most of our audience that listen to us are cook-related, chef-related. They have their own restaurants. It's all type of, you know, people.
Well, if Guy Fieri happens to be listening from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, he needs to spend more time in the Hampton Roads area.
You heard it, y'all. You heard it there. You heard it there from Oscar.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being on Flavor Living Radio. Good.
Okay, listen, we hope you've enjoyed the expo, walking around, visiting different products and service. But, you know, you got to have a utensil that cuts everything, cuts the meat, cuts the vegetables. And there's one more visit we had to go to is Cutco, a company that's the largest manufacturer of kitchen cutleries in the U.S. and Canada. Kitchen knives, utensils, shears, flatware, sporting knives. So you have to listen to this Cutco. They've been around. They started in 1949, an American-made company. You know, most of the companies, a lot of the companies here are American-made companies. So, I mean, there's a lot of American good companies here. There's good companies everywhere globally. But there are some good companies here in America. And they were here at the expo. So, and we brought them to you, and here is Cutco, and we have his name. Let me make sure I got his name. Is David Stewart, and he represents them. He kind of breaks down what's happening with their company, and we'll be back to sign off and to bring you more on the flavor.
David Stewart, how are you doing, Mr. Stewart?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Wow. So, please, not so. This is awesome. Awesome as far as knives and everything, man. So tell us about your company. Now, your company, you've been around since 1949.
That's correct. Yeah, Cutco's been around since 1949. Knives are 100% American-made right there, and only in New York, which is right there by about an hour away from Buffalo, New York.
Okay, so it's in
Olean. Yeah. Olean, New York, yep. Right there by, like I said, about an hour away from Buffalo. Cutco's been around a long time. We have over 19 million customers, and like I said, all of our knives are 100% American-made and backed with a forever satisfaction guarantee.
You said 19 million customers?
We have over 19 million customers, and the best part is Cutco's not sold in stores. You can only buy Cutco through an independent contractor like myself,
okay,
or you know, during in-home presentations, or like at a home and garden show such as this, for example.
So, I mean, as far as you have every type of different, everything here, as far as the pizza cuttery, the whole, everything.
Yeah, we have kitchen knives. We have outdoor hunting knives as well. We also make the K-bar knives for the military, too. So we do have a Cutco K-bar as well. We have some gadgets, can openers, ice cream scoops, some pizza cutters, like you said, garden tools.
Yeah,
we even do pots and pans as well.
No way.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have some real nice flatware with 1810 stainless steel. Yeah. Everything, like I said, everything we make is backed with a forever guarantee.
So, listen, I mean, the people there in the town there in New York, I know they get a discount on Cutco.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
As it employs half the town, I'm sure.
Yeah. Now, I know we were talking about it, but I just want to tell everybody, they do something called a student work thing in the summertime. They have students work for the summer to help pay for their school. They have a program there, and I thought that was awesome to have for college students, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. Cutco is actually taught in some of the college training manuals as well, as far as you know, direct selling and stuff like that. But yeah, Cutco gives away a lot of scholarships each year to college students that excel during the summer. But yes, you're correct. They do use a lot of college students during the summer, obviously during the breaks, to help them make some money, but also more importantly for them to gain real professional business experience before they go into the, you know, working world once they graduate from college.
Wow, I think it's awesome, man. They have everything. They have nut shears, flatware, kitchen knives, so everything. And is there a way to reach you guys, or is there a way to reach you guys?
Way you could reach me personally, yes.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. You hear that, everybody? So listen, there's a way you can talk to David to talk about Cutco. You want to order different knives, chefs, because we have chefs, foodies, or first starting out, with your first knives you want in your kitchen, or, you know, so please tell everybody how.
Absolutely. The website you can check out is cutco.com, but my personal website is the same thing, but it's also it's mycutcorep.com/David Stewart. And you can reach me by telephone as well. My phone number is 757-719-3283. And again, that's 757-719-3283. Check out the cutco.com website. See some really great knives. We have some really great specials going on right now. So if you're interested, give me a call.
And it's American made, y'all. This is American made. It is on there here at the expo. It says up there in big letters, "Made in America, the world's finest cutlery."
That's correct. And we were featured on the Modern Marvels, as a matter of fact, as one of the sharpest knives in the world. So.
Wow. Well, David, thanks a lot for being on Flavor Living Radio. We just wanted to come by and tell everybody about as far as Cutco.
All right. Thanks again for having me, Brian. Appreciate it.
All right.
That's our show at the Better Living Home and Garden Expo here in Hampton, Virginia. We came local here where I live at in Hampton Roads, but we're in Hampton. And we gave you a tour of different services and new ideas. And we'll be back again next week for more on The Flavor. And eat well and drive safe. Have a great day. Thanks for tuning in.
Restaurants and recipes.